As a smaller manufacturer, BMW realised 4 years ago that to remain competitive, it had to develop technology quickly for its large variety of different models. And to stay financially healthy, it had to cut material costs by €4 billion before 2012. It couldn't survive on its own. The solution was to find partners. In the past years, BMW has worked together with Daimler, General Motors and Chrysler on hybrid technology. It's shared the costs of developing small four-cylinder engines with the Peugeot Group PSA. Now the two are looking at developing new hybrid engines together as well. Frank Weinstrauth from BMW says although the two companies were on the same page in terms of quality, standardising parts to meet both companies' design requirements was a challenge. By purchasing dozens of parts together, Daimler and BMW have been able to cut material costs by over €100 million per year. They could probably save more money if they expanded their common catalogue. But it turns out they're actually quite picky when it comes to which parts they want to share. Neither manufacturer wants to jeopardise their technical secrets or their brand's image.
We only develop and purchase components jointly that do not help to distinguish between the two brands. To give you an example, we're talking about air conditioning or the mechanism that controls the seatbelt. Customers still want to drive a BMW or a Daimler if they have the impression or the feeling that their cars are too much of the same, they will not buy a BMW anymore.
Although BMW says cooperation means customers get access to new and innovative technology faster and at a more reasonable price, Willy Dietz, director of the Automobile Industry Institute at the Economics and Environment School in Nürtingen-Geislingen in Germany, says there are disadvantages.
The customer obviously buys a car with components which other people have too, so in a way he loses a bit of the exclusivity he might associate with that particular model.
Diet says manufacturers that produce less than 3 million cars a year need these kinds of alliances to survive. Even giants like Toyota and Volkswagen, which are big enough to roll on their own four wheels, are getting in on the action. Volkswagen and Daimler are manufacturing the VW T5 van and the Mercedes Sprinter together, side by side, in the same factory. And Toyota and PSA have produced small cars like the Toyota Aygo, Peugeot 107 and Citroën C1 in the Czech Republic for years. Dietz says he can't think of any car company that doesn't have alliances with other manufacturers, either in production or research, and the future is bound to bring more cooperation given the immense cost involved in developing green technologies and the growing importance of the Chinese and Indian markets.